As you've been decking the halls, maybe you've been noticing that you've accumulated a lot of extra stuff. Extra stuff equals extra stress. Decluttering is a powerful form of self-care, and that's the focus of this episode of the Take Care Tips podcast. Hello there and welcome. I'm Jennifer Antkowiak. Self-care and wellness advocate, and I created this weekly podcast to give you easy self-care solutions that will help you to take better care of yourself while you're taking care of others. We'll cover a variety of self-care topics here, and at the end of each episode, you'll get a Take 10 with Jen tip. That's a little self-care action plan that you can accomplish in 10 minutes or less. It will help you to realize that spending even a few little minutes on yourself can bring you big positive results. Starting a podcast to help others with real life self-care is something that I've wanted to do for a long time. As a family caregiver, I learned how easy it is to be consumed by other responsibilities and let your own care slip to the back burner. If you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, not eating right, not sleeping well, not getting regular exercise, you know what I'm talking about, and you will benefit from devoting some time to yourself. Through my own experiences, I know that we can create barriers to self-care. I don't have enough time, it's too expensive, I'd feel too guilty spending time on myself. The strategies we'll go over here will help you to bust through those barriers. And I can't wait for you to feel the difference when you're able to shift things a bit. Your energy will go up, you'll be more positive and passionate, healthier and happier. And you will have the strength you need to care for all those you love in the kind, patient way you want. Over the past 15 years or so, I've written 3 self-care books, and I've done hundreds of talks, workshops, corporate wellness presentations, and continuing education classes for healthcare professionals on easy, achievable self-care strategies. I'm really excited to show you what I've learned and continue to learn about self-care. And I hope these Take Care tips will help you too. All right, so let's dive into the topic for this week's podcast, clutter and clutter busting. Now, when we think of things that we can do for self-care, cleaning probably doesn't make it to the top of the list, but decluttering is absolutely a form of self-care. If you're home right now listening to this, take a good look around you. If you're not home, picture your space. Now, think about this. What if you were a stranger, somebody who rented your home? So you plunk down your money, you've rented your home, and you walk up to the door and you open it up and look inside. Would you be struggling to find the number of the person you rented from to get your money back? Or would you feel happy and calm? What would you see? How would you feel when you opened that door and walked in? If you're living in a place where every surface is clean and clear and sparkling, if everything has a place, if your closet only contains clothes that actually fit well and make you feel great, congratulations. You've got a lot handled, and you have probably experienced the physical and emotional benefits of living in an organized and healthy space. If, on the other hand, you have accumulated way too much stuff along the way, maybe you struggle to find things, maybe flat surfaces in your home seem to be paper magnets, you may be one of actually 4 Americans, one of 4, who say they have a significant clutter problem. And as we approach Christmas and other winter holidays, our stress levels linked to the pressures of having a clean home to welcome people into goes way up. One poll published in People magazine this past summer showed that Americans love having a clean, organized home, but 73% hate having to do the actual cleaning and organizing. Nearly 50% said that they have at least one room in their homes that they will not let guests go into. It's too messy, so they keep it off limits. 51% said cleaning their home for the holidays is a major source of stress. That's how they characterized it. And listen to this one too. As so many people are dealing with the burden of all this extra stuff, the storage facility industry has grown into a $24 billion, that's billion with a B, dollar business. So that, what does that do? That provides us even more space to store stuff that we may not even need. Yikes, huh? Now, if you can identify with any of that, let's think about how things could be different. Imagine if you could conquer the clutter for good and feel proud of your home. Be ready for anybody who shows up, even unexpectedly. Imagine if you could spend less time cleaning and more time enjoying your home, resting in it, having fun in it. Decluttering is one of the most effective ways of making you feel better fast for the short term and for the long term. It has a big positive impact on your physical and emotional well-being. So let's go through this here a little bit. Let's think about this. How did our homes get so cluttered in the first place? Well, there are studies on this too, and we're busy. That's the number one reason probably, right? We're just busy. We lead these busy lives, and so things get set aside. We do laundry, and maybe it gets put into the basket. Maybe it gets folded. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it gets put away. Maybe it doesn't. We bring papers home. Our kids bring papers home from school, and we're busy. We might not have the time to go through that stack right then. And before you know it, another stack gets put on top of that one, and so on and so on. So we're busy. That's one of the reasons that things get so cluttered. Also, we're walking around kind of emotionally drained. You don't need me to tell you, the world has been through an awful lot over the past few years, and it has been emotionally draining. And so when we are emotionally drained, our brain capacity is not up to par. And so it's hard for us to make decisions and to stay focused, to be able to keep a clear space. We're overwhelmed. You know, when I did a TV show for a long period of time, and when I was the host of this TV show, I had a guest on who was a professional organizer, right? So she's somebody who is paid to go into your home and to help you to get over your issues with clutter and to help you with decluttering and organizing. And one of the first things she said to me during the interview that I did with her has always stuck with me. She said, "Clutter represents unmade decisions." Let that sink in. Clutter represents unmade decisions. My response to her at the time was, okay, so wait a minute. It's not that I'm just messy. I also have some kind of psychological problems. And, you know, there's some truth to that. Clutter represents unmade decisions. Let's go back to that stack of papers on that countertop or wherever it is in your home, right? Why is it there? Because maybe you glanced at it, but you didn't have the mental capacity to make the decisions to put those things where they need to be. You know, did you want to look at it now? Or maybe you don't have the energy to look at it right now, but you think you want to look at it later, so you keep it. Maybe you think, I know I might need this someday, so I need some kind of a filing system. I don't have that right now, so I'm just going to keep this right here for now. Right? Those are decisions that we have an opportunity to make, but we're not able to make them. And so the stuff sits. And then, you know, we're also cluttered. There's this whole area of study on how when we are feeling stressed and out of control, we shop. We buy things for the home that we may not need. It's retail therapy. You may have heard it called as that. And so the point is we're bringing more stuff into our homes, even though all these studies show that money is tight, that things are more expensive, all of that. We're still shopping and we're still bringing things into our home that we simply do not need. Okay. And then let's go further with this. Let's make sure that we're looking at clutter in the big picture sense. Clutter isn't just extra physical or digital stuff, because think about the clutter that you have in your computer, on your phone. You know, do you have apps that you're not using? What's your email situation look like? Do you have texts that you haven't cleared out? Digital clutter is real, but it can also be mental and emotional clutter. And in fact, there's a lot of, I think, really interesting science on that issue, you know, that physical clutter means mental clutter. It spreads into that space. So think about that in terms of mental or emotional clutter. We could be talking about things like negative thoughts, negative self-talk, bad relationships, an overscheduled calendar. All those kinds of things would fit into that space of mental or emotional clutter. So this is a big deal, right? And in big picture terms, think of clutter as anything in your life, in your physical or mental space that you just don't need, that it doesn't serve you, things that you don't love, things that don't add value to your life or support your life in any kind of a meaningful way. Clutter distracts you from being present to the things that you do love, that you do care about, the things that are most important to you in your life. So decluttering, intentionally streamlining your space, is such a great form of self-care for several reasons. One, it reduces stress. A lot of science on this one. It's shown that there's really a direct relationship between clutter and stress. When our space is cluttered with too much stuff, our brain is cluttered with too much stuff, and our stress levels go up. When we clear the clutter, the stress levels go down and we feel better. Decluttering helps us to feel happier and less overwhelmed. Lots of studies on that. They show the positive impact of decluttering to our overall mental health. And think of what I'm saying with that. That's a huge impact, right? You know, when you're feeling happy and calm, all kinds of things can happen. All kinds of good things can happen. It's easier to unwind, easier to get a good night's sleep. Having a positive state of mind also helps us to be better focused, more efficient, more productive. A clean space, an organized space could help to boost our feelings of self-esteem as well. Think of how proud you would feel of your home when it looks clean and uncluttered. You would probably invite people over more often, so you'd be more social. You know, and we know social interaction is so important for health and well-being. Think if you had a clean, organized kitchen. It might inspire you to cook more healthy foods yourself. You could save time and money on that. You could have fun, you know, trying new recipes and eat healthier. So that would be a great thing. Without the clutter, who knows what you could find? You might uncover a space where you could exercise, you could pray, read, journal, just have time for you. So lots of opportunities here. And, you know, speaking of the time element, you will have more time when you declutter. You're going to reclaim the minutes or hours maybe that you spend each week trying to find things that just don't have their own place. And that's more time that you'll have to spend on those things and those people that you really want to spend the time on. You may also find that you have more energy because when you declutter, you'll be able to use the energy that you've had to spend on struggling to manage things around your home on more enjoyable things. So there's just a ton of freedom that decluttering brings. So it's well worth the effort. And I'd love to help you get started. And we can do that with a Take 10 with Jen tip. I need some kind of great sound effect for that. I'll have to search for that. It's time for the Take 10 with Jen tip. It's a 10-minute self-care activity that you can do. It will have a positive impact on your life. And, you know, each episode, I do these with the theme of the episode. So with decluttering, boy, I wish I had some kind of magic words that we could say that we would declutter our entire homes in 10 minutes with just like the snap of our fingers. I just don't. I don't have that. But I think that it's important here, and it gives us an opportunity to talk about our mindset. It's important. It's important to be gentle with ourselves and manage our expectations when it comes to decluttering, especially if you have a lot built up in your house. You know, it's not going to get done in 10 minutes. It might not get done in a day, might not get done in a week. But here's the thing. Little chunks of time will get you there, period. They will. And I know that you can find 10 minutes for a decluttering session. You can. Keep doing that. And those 10-minute decluttering sessions will add up to a more streamlined, more organized home, more livable home. Okay. So for your 10-minute tip today, I want you to pick a small surface, one that's very important to you. I like to start people off with their nightstand because, you know, in theory, that's the last thing that you might see before you go to bed, the first thing that you might see in the morning. And I want you to have that pleasure of seeing a clear countertop when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So you would attack that by setting your timer on your phone or whatever you have for 10 minutes and look at that surface and make quick decisions about what would be helpful and usable in that space for you. So on your nightstand, do you want a journal and a pen and maybe a glass for water and something pretty to look at, some flowers or a holiday decoration for this time of year? Do you take vitamins and you want them there? Do you use essential oils or a special cuticle cream or hand lotion that you want right there on the nightstand to help with a little pampering before you go to bed or when you wake up? Think about just what are the essential things that I want to be able to reach over and see or grab to use. Keep that stuff there and then make decisions on how to get rid of the rest of it. And I'm telling you to do it in 10 minutes. So I don't want to give you a whole lot of time to think about this. Just, you know, make quick decisions and think, do I want to move this to a different location? Do I need to pitch it? Just throw it out? Is it something that I want to donate or give to somebody else? Move it out of that space and then take care of that other stuff where you need it to go. Okay. And it's going to be great for you to see at the end of that 10 minutes. Okay. I did it. There's one little area that looks great. I feel great when I'm looking at it. It's going to be so good to see that clean, clear, usable space. And chances are, this is the way our brains are wired. When we have a good response to something, we want to do it again. So chances are good that it will motivate you to want to do more. And I suggest you go for it. Set up those little 10-minute chunks of time. Plan out which surfaces you're going to attack and just watch how it spreads from there. I hope that that gives you a lot of value and that that brings you a good result and just makes you feel good here leading up to the holidays. Okay. All right. So I would love it if you would follow, like, and subscribe to the Take Care Tips podcast. And if you'd like, I'd love for you to leave a positive review. It helps to expand our reach so that we can serve others. And that would be fantastic, right? To help more people with this kind of information. And I would also love to continue the discussion. I'm happy to invite you to my private Facebook group. It's Take Care Tips Community. I offer more self-care support there. And that's where I'll be hosting a 4-day pre-Christmas Clutter Buster Challenge from Thursday, December 15th through Sunday, December 18th. Posts and videos will be stored in that group so you can access them anytime. Just search Take Care Tips Community on Facebook and click to join. I would love to see you there. Thanks so much for listening, and take care.